Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. The makers of Hallmark greeting cards bring you John Steinbeck's great story, Two for a Penny, starring Claire Trevor. For more than a third of a century, quality has been a habit with the makers of Hallmark cards. They are the kind of cards you can be proud to send, proud to receive. That's why, through the years, Hallmark cards have been America's favorite greeting cards. So, if you want to send the very finest, look on the back for the three identifying words, a Hallmark card. These three words are your assurance of finest quality. They tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. Now to preside over the Hallmark program this evening is a young man well known to Broadway, both as actor and producer, Richard Chalmers.
Thank you, Tom Shirley, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. To please critics, producers, and public, an actress has to be good. To please her fellow performers as well, she has to be wonderful. Well, that's just what happened in the case of Claire Trevor. Robert Montgomery and Elliot Nugent, fine actors themselves, have selected Claire to star in the new play that they're producing. Probably they rejoice in the warm humanity that she brings to every role. A quality of performance that caused us on the Hallmark program to scramble after Claire for tonight's play. It's a timely play because it's about the Dust Bowl. And as was pointed out in the Reader's Digest this summer, there's some fear that the Dust Bowl may be coming back. We could have starred an undersecretary of the Department of Agriculture using a column of ominous figures for a script, but instead we have a drama about warm human people and a star that even other stars admire. The Hallmark program proudly presents Claire Trevor in Two for a Penny from the Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck. Day and night, and there was no rain. The rich green fertile valley became a desert of dust, and out of that dust came a new breed of wandering men and women and children, Americans whom we named the Okies. This is their story, but who best to tell it? It is history, so why not a historian? No, instead we've chosen a girl named May, who witnessed the parade of the pathetic from a vantage point on a road named Highway 66. All right, man, go on. Go on?
Go on? Now?
Yes, now.
Well, I don't know how I got myself mixed up in a deal like this. I'm scared. Talking about history. Gee, I don't know nothing about history. I just mind my own business. And that vantage point, that's crazy, mister. Al's lunch is just a diner like a thousand others on Route 66. Gee. I wonder what Al would say if he heard his sign of being called a vantage point. He'd laugh. Yeah, I bet you he'd laugh. Because Al's that kind of a guy. Anyhow, the day it happened, Al was polishing a chrome coffee urn and I was clearing dishes off the counter.
I can polish from morning till night, it just don't stay shiny.
Well, just watch out you don't burn yourself.
Don't say it like you want it to happen.
Who wants it to happen? I'm just telling you to be careful.
Look, I didn't mean to get you sore before.
Too sore?
If there's a guy in this world who can talk to a woman, I'd like to meet him. All I said was it's for the good of the place. After all, I closed down. What did you do? Jobs ain't easy to get. It's for the good of the place, I'm telling you.
Okay, so it's for the good of the place.
Holy smoke, is it so much to ask a girl to smile?
I'm selling coffee, not toothpaste.
But it don't hurt to smile.
Someday I'll get married to some rich guy, and I won't ever have to smile again. Not for the rest of my life.
I'm not asking you to smile at everybody. Just at the truck driver. Show a lot of eyes.
Smile. And of all people, it's truck drivers.
It couldn't hurt. After all, truck drivers is the secret of a place like this. If they like the coffee and the service, then they stop here regularly. So other people see their truck parked here, so they stop too. Everybody knows that where truck drivers stop, there's good food.
Maybe I should wear an evening gown and look looks like Joan Crawford, too.
All I'm asking is smile.
Smile. Call me laughing, boy. Smile. I got to stand behind this hot counter. I got to dish out coffee that burns my hands. I got to listen to that dirty chat. I got to clear away their dirty dishes. Got to watch the way they look at me. Got to listen to the things they say about me. And you want me to smile.
Please, Meg.
No, please, Michael.
You didn't have to break that cup.
Okay, so I didn't have to break it.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to nag. It's only for the good of the...
I know. It's only for the good of the place.
I won't take that cup off this salad.
Gee, thanks.
Here goes another one of them cars.
Yeah. Will I ever stop?
Who knows? There ain't even 3 million people in the whole state of Oklahoma. And it seems like 10 million of them has gone by already.
Let them go, as long as they don't stop here.
Yeah.
I don't want nothing to do with them. I hate dirty people. I hate them, that's all.
Ah, you hate everything.
Do you like dirty people?
No.
Well, you see, so what are you yelling at me for?
Who's yelling? I only got it.
I know. Smile. Oh, shut up. I don't have to like dirty people. But I better stay out of here. So you tell me, is that a vantage point? Not on your life. It's just a sign of like 1,000 others on Route 66. And all day long, them ojis, they just keep going by in their noisy, dusty little jalopies. They all look alike, too. A dirty mattress on top, tent poles, canvas. And their faces, skinny, dirty little faces. And kids, every one of them has got lots of kids. But there was that one special jalopy of ojis on Route 66 that day. It looked like all the others. Pots and pans piled in the back.
What you crying about, Ma?
What do you think? Neither of them said nothing to eat all day.
My, hungry. Get some water, Ma.
Pretty soon, Joy.
Sure, Joy. Now hush your crying, Jesus. Paul?
Yeah?
Paul, it's been pretty hot. The boys are thirsty.
We'll be stopping soon, boys.
Is it much further to go now, Paul?
I reckon not. Should be there for a night.
Ma, I gotta pee. Because you're hungry, Petey.
We'll be eating soon, boys. Pretty soon.
Oh, we'll have to buy us some bread. Are you all right?
I reckon so. We gotta eat.
Paul.
Yeah, what is it?
How much we got left?
Well, I guess we got enough. Sure, two.
How much, Paul?
We can spend 10 cents for bread. No, don't fret. It's gonna be like this long. We'll get to California and I'll get a job and what's the matter, Ma?
I'm scared. I can't help fretting, Pa. Not after what we've been through.
I told you things are gonna be different.
I'm just wondering, did we do right? Maybe we should have stayed.
What for, Ma? Keep starving? No work back there. We've been for a long time.
It was our home.
Home don't mean nothing, Ma, when there's nothing to eat. There's no work for a man. Nothing but setting and setting. Watching his wife and young'uns going about. Don't you bet none. We're doing right.
I hope so.
I'm gonna get me work. You wait and see.
And that jalopy is heading for Al's place. Of course, I don't know it at the time, and it's a good thing, too. Because I don't want them near the place. Well, the rest of that day is like any other. People in big fancy cars stopping. And of course, trucks. And truck drivers. For my money, when God got tired of making people, he converted to making truck drivers. They come in two kinds. No good, and worse than that. And I got to smile at them. Late that afternoon, a big diesel job opened, and the guys get out.
Now, get up front, May. Truck driver.
Yeah, I'm breaking out in a rash of smiles already.
Please, May.
Hi, Harry.
Hi. The name is May.
May, please.
Ah, forget it. Out. Sit down, Harry. Yeah. Sure. May, this is Harry, my new help. Harry meets May, the most beautiful and the coldest tomato between Las Vegas and Cincinnati. She's beautiful, all right. Hiya, babe.
You want some, Java?
Still the same old Mary, huh?
Yeah, two jets. What kind of pie you got?
Banana cream, pineapple cream, chocolate cream, and apple.
I'll take apple. How about you, Harry? Apple?
Yeah. Yeah, apple.
Anything new, baby?
Just whom are you addressing?
Just her, Harry. Who?
Oh, please, pop the sugar, my dear Dutch.
Yeah, sugar. Where's Dorothy?
Dorothy?
Something happened to
him.
What?
No, nothing. Nothing happened.
What was it then?
Well, they switch him to another run. They do it all the time, yeah.
Oh.
Sweet on him.
Sweet on a truck driver? Oh, he'll be crazy.
Why not, George? He was a nice kid.
What do you mean? What? Yeah, then what was that next? I heard from some of the boys on your touch went off the road.
Oh, you heard?
Yeah, I heard. So?
No, Georgie was in it.
You too?
Crazy how those things work out. I didn't get even a scratch, and Georgie, he... Give me some more coffee, I'll be good girl.
What about
George? George, eh? George, you get the George.
Well, no. Not a nice kid like George.
More coffee.
Yeah, more coffee. He couldn't have been more than 24.
Yeah, that makes no difference anymore.
A cowboy, that's what they called you. It must have been your fault.
It wasn't my fault, it's Demosi. I take a turn as if I'm galloping straight ahead of me. I swerve not to hit him, and... Well, we just hit a soft shoulder, we roll over.
Why did you get him open? George, he would still be alive. He could drive him off the road,
that's what.
He's a soft
shoulder. Yeah. Sorry what I said before about you. Like George.
Oh, it's okay. Only I never was. You know that.
That's right. Like. Say, that slot machine looks like it's carrying a jackpot.
Yeah, nobody hit that one-armed bandit for quite a while. Four nickels.
Well, there it goes. For a nickel, I'm going to become a millionaire. Hey, maybe I'll even retire from the trucking business, huh? Hey, boy, oh boy, that's one play. There's another. Hey, how's your fast way? Well, so I'm a truck driver again, huh?
No, I can't help thinking. It wasn't for them, was it?
Got it.
Yeah, the book gets dies and everybody wants to forget it as soon as possible. But I won't forget it. Not for a long, long time.
Hey, Harry, go on. Take a crack at that flapper. Huh? Yeah, sure. You know, that Harry, you ain't got no initiative, eh? Hmm? And I always said it takes a guy with initiative to do what he...
Yes?
Yes. Just full of luck, that Harry. Well, Harry, I guess you want me to be your helper now, huh?
Yeah, sure.
Well, Harry, ain't you going to celebrate? How about putting a nickel in the jukebox, huh?
Now?
Oh. Yeah, there you go. But, well, treat us to some candy, huh, boys?
Sure. Hey, what kind of candy you got?
It's all in the showcase.
Hey, new candy, huh, mate? Hey, what's them?
Which one?
Yeah, them stripy candies right there in the case.
Oh, that peppermint.
Oh, take one. How about you, Harry? After all, it's your treat. You want one of them stripy candies? I'll take one. Let's have two of them, mate.
Okay. Thanks. Nothing. That'll be a dime.
A dime?
Yeah, nickel apiece. What do you think? They grow on trees?
Sure. Here's a dime. Yes.
I'm not sure. I can't help.
Please, ma'am.
And Loki's rolling all over the roads like the ants. Everything but the kitchen sink tied on top of them, jalopies. Not just the furniture, even chickens, some of them have.
Yeah, I keep wondering where they come from. Does that slow down or not?
Yeah, and people say they steal.
I don't know. I never saw one steal.
Well, they ain't never stole anything from us, and they ain't going to.
Well, gee, mate, there's been accidents before.
Oh, yes, sure.
Well, you better tie your stuff down. I think that's one of them Okies coming in now.
Putting in here, huh?
Clara Chambers will be back in just a moment with the second act of tonight's Hallmark drama from the pages of the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine. And now, here's Dick Kaufman. Since I've been on the Hallmark show, I've noticed that many of my friends look on the backs of the cards they sent and received to find the name of the maker. I suppose it's just like looking for the artist's name on a painting, or the label in a hat, or the maker's mark on china. Of course, some names mean more than others, like the name Hallmark on the back of a greeting card. For more than a third of a century, quality has been a habit with the makers of Hallmark greeting cards. Yes, discriminating folks know that the three identifying words, a Hallmark card, tell your friends you cared enough to send the very best. So when you choose your cards, make a point to look in the back for those three identifying words, a Hallmark card. Like sterling on silver, those three words are your assurance of highest quality. Hallmark cards are on display in America's finest shops and stores. So when you need a card, stop at your friendly Hallmark dealers for a Hallmark card. And remember, those three identifying words, a Hallmark card, tell your friends you cared enough to choose the very best. And now we return to our star, Claire Trevor, in the role of May from John Steinbeck's The Grapes of Wrath. There's a great deal of tension in Al's diner as the old rattletop jalopy belonging to the Oki family pulls up. Bill and Harry, truck drivers, watch the look on May's face as she stares out the window.
Hey, get a load of that, will you? I seen talking down jalopy, but that beats them all.
You ain't kidding. They didn't leave nothing behind.
See what they want, May.
So I should give them service. See what they want.
Should it clear out in a hurry? Don't look good for the place.
Okay, Al. But I can guess. Air for the front tire, some water, and, well, you know what.
Yeah. So, get water and get them out of here.
All right. Dad, you want something?
Please, ma'am, can we get some water?
I didn't hear you.
Can we get some water, ma'am?
Okay, go ahead. I'll keep my eye on the hose.
Thanks. Car sure gets thirsty, climbing hills and all.
Go on, water, tea.
You mind if I give my boy a drink?
No, go ahead.
Here you are, Joey. Take your drink. Hey, not so fast, Joey. You got time.
Yeah, Pa. And it's been so long. It was good. Real good.
See if you can get it here, Pa.
Mm-hmm. All right, Ma. I'll ask. Excuse me, ma'am. Could you see your way to sell us a loaf of bread?
A loaf of bread? You think it's grocery store, mister. This is a diner.
I know, ma'am. You got bread, so?
Sure we got bread. We make sandwiches. Do we have bread?
Couldn't you sell me a loaf? We need it, ma'am. Awful bad.
We need it, too. If we sell bread, we're going to run out.
We're mighty hungry, ma'am.
Yeah, well, then why don't you buy sandwiches? That's what we sell, not bread.
We sure admire to do that, ma'am. But we can't. We got to make a dime do for all of us. You see, we ain't got but a little.
Well, you can't get no loaf of bread for a dime. We only got 15 cent loaves.
Oh, let him have it, May.
But, Al, we're pretty low now.
Well, we got enough.
We'll run out before the bread truck comes.
So we run out. Give him bread, May.
Yeah? For Georgie's sake, I suppose.
Georgie, ma'am? Who's Georgie?
Don't forget it, mister. Come on in. You can have the bread.
No, boys. Stay where you are.
That's okay, mister. Let him come.
Thank you.
Where are you heading for, mister?
California. Hey, we pop.
Yeah, California. How's things out that way?
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good.
Man can get a job out there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
Here you are, mister. This is a 15-cent loaf.
Now, please, ma'am, I want you. Can't you see your way to cut off 10 cents worth?
But this here's a...
Don't hang it all, May. Give him the whole loaf. No, he just wants to buy 10 cents worth of it.
Okay, you can have it for 10 cents.
That wouldn't be right, ma'am.
Go ahead, I'll just take it.
Thank you. Here's the dime.
Hey, Pa, a penny. You dropped a penny. Can I have it?
No, I'll take it, you idiot. I'll take it.
Yeah, Pa, sure.
Well, I'm much obliged to you.
Don't thank me. Thank Al here.
I'm much obliged to both of you.
No, forget it.
Well, good day. Come on, boy. Boy, got no more business here.
Yeah, boy, go on, get away from that window case. You're getting the glass all smudged up with the faces.
Yeah, look at them. Like their faces were frozen to the glass.
Oh, look.
Come on, Joey. You heard what the lady said.
Oh, look in there, candy. Oh, and it's Pa candy.
Yeah, Pa. All kinds. Snickers and chewy charges. Look, Pa, there's long stripey and
peppermint. The nice peppermint.
Come on, boys. Please.
Oh, but wait. Yuppie, come on. We better go.
Stripey ones, Joey. Did you see the stripey ones?
Come on, Petey. Pa says we...
Pa, the stripey ones.
Ma'am.
Yeah?
Excuse me, ma'am. Is them penny candy?
Which one? Yeah, Pa, can we have them?
Please, Petey.
Now, wait, Joey. Is them penny candy, ma'am?
You mean these? No, the long stripy ones. Right over there, ma'am.
Oh, them, huh?
Yeah. Are them penny candy, ma'am?
No.
Come on, boy. We better go.
Hey, wait. Them two for a penny, miss.
Well, and give me two of them, please.
There you are, miss.
Take them, boys.
Yeah. Look, Ma. Candy. We got real candy.
Thank you, ma'am. My little brother so had up because... because my mom and pa don't believe in giving a boy too much candy. It's just not good for him. Is it, Pa?
We better go, Joey. Here's your penny, ma'am. Good day to you.
So long, mister. Good luck. Well, well. Who'd have thought? You're a real tough baby, May. You sure showed.
What are you talking about?
Oh, listen to her, Harry. She don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, I don't, see.
Them wasn't two for a penny candy, May.
So what's that to you?
Them was nickel a piece candy.
So?
A real tough baby, huh? You showed them plenty.
Now, leave her alone, fellas, huh?
Besides, May ain't the one to... Well, they couldn't have nothing to do with Dorothy.
That's right, honey. Well, we've got to get going, Harry. We're dropping time. Here you are for both of us. So long.
Hey, wait a minute. What is this?
Ah, go on, jump in the lake. We'll be seeing you.
Hey.
The big lug. Ow.
Yeah, what do you want?
Look, what's there on the counter? Look where they left.
Dollar.
Yeah. A buck tip. Some hard-boiled truck drivers, huh?
So, that's what happened. And you see, it's got nothing to do with history or vantage point or anything. It's just something that happened. I don't even know why they wanted me to tell it. Honest, I don't.
Brother, that was a beautiful characterization.
Well, thank you, Dick. I'd also like to thank the Hallmark greeting card people for giving me the chance to play May this evening. Believe me, from now on, I'll be doubly sure to look on the back of the cards I send for that Hallmark label.
You won't regret it, Claire, any more than May regretted selling those youngsters some 5-cent candy at 2 for a penny.
You know, I especially like that part of tonight's story. It really said a lot more than just that sometimes hard-boiled people get soft-hearted.
I think you're right, Claire.
It seemed to me somehow to express a more universal truth.
You mean that a child can bring out the best in human nature?
Well, more than that, even. I meant that, well, all of us can help bring about a better world. The girl in tonight's play did something. It was small, but it was something toward relieving the distress of the Okies. And we all can do that. Oh, but why do I try to express it? Why don't you read what a real philosopher has to say about it? In the Reader's Digest.
What philosopher?
Bertrand Russell.
Well, suppose you read what he has to say, Claire, and we'll all listen.
All right. There have been in history good periods and bad periods, but neither have been lasting. It's our misfortune to live in a bad period, but it will end.
And it will end sooner if we, as individuals, keep hope alive. Everybody can do something toward creating in his own environment kindly feelings rather than anger, reasonableness rather than hysteria, happiness rather than misery. The sum of such actions makes the difference between a good and a bad world. And so to the man tempted by despair, I say, remind yourself that the world is what we make it, and that through the making of it, each one of us can contribute something. This thought makes hope possible, and in this hope, though life will still be painful, it will no longer be purposeful.
Again, Claire Trevor. When you see the signature of Rembrandt or Gainsborough on a fine painting, it is the identifying mark of a master. And on greeting cards, the three identifying words, a hallmark card, are a sign of expert craftsmanship. Because for more than a third of a century, quality has been a habit with the makers of hallmark cards. So always look in the back of the card you choose for those three identifying words, a hallmark card. They tell your friends you cared enough to choose the very best. And now, you know this is Airmail Week. Airmail is the first to arrive, the first to be read, and the first to receive attention. It's a great service. So take advantage of your opportunities and send your letters and cards, domestic or foreign, by Airmail. Take advantage of Airmail Week. There's a reduction both in domestic and foreign Airmail rates. You're cordially invited to be with us again next week at the same time for another fine dramatic program brought to you by the makers of Hallmark greeting cards, America's favorite greeting card. At that time, we're bringing together an exciting British story and a great British star. The story is a Scotland Yard mystery, and the star is one of the finest actors of our generation, Claude Rains. Be seen in RKO's Deadlier Than the Mail. Two for a Penny was dramatized by Henry Denker from the Reader's Digest, America's favorite magazine. The Hallmark program was directed by Mark Loeb, with music especially composed by Jack Miller. Remember, a Hallmark card will best express your perfect taste, your thoughtfulness. CBS.